Recorded Books and RB Digital present Murder in the Bowery by Victoria Thompson. Narrated by Suzanne Torin. Chapter 1.
I need to find my kid brother, Mr. Malloy.
Frank Malloy leaned back in his office chair and studied his newest client across the expanse of his desk. The young man had introduced himself as Will Burt. He was a handsome fellow, sporting a fairly new suit of brown checked fabric and a pristine shirt with a fresh collar. He had settled his smart-looking derby on his knee instead of leaving it on his head, as too many young men did today. He wasn't the usual sort of client who came to Frank's detective agency, but then his agency was also fairly new, so he really couldn't claim to have a usual sort of client.
"How did you come to lose your brother, Mr. Burt?" Frank asked.
Burt shrugged almost apologetically.
"Well, I didn't exactly lose him. It's kind of a long story. I'm not going anywhere."
"All right, then.
Well, you see, Freddie and me are orphans. After our folks died, we had to look after ourselves, so I started selling newspapers to support us. Freddie did, too, even though he was still really small."
A common enough story, Frank knew.
"You were street Arabs?"
he asked, referring to the hundreds of orphaned and abandoned children who lived on the New York City streets.
"Yes, sir. We stayed at one of the newsboys' lodging houses whenever the weather was bad, of course, and I always looked out for Freddie, but it was a hard life."